Hey, you and me, we're Congress now, okay? Because something pretty big happened while Congress was away on spring break, and we don't really have time to wait for them to get back just to not care. But I do have a plan, so let me catch you up. On March 31st, Oracle announced this new AI platform for the United States government. And what it does is very simple, but it's also very terrifying, because it takes civilian agency data, and it takes defense agency data, and it mixes it all together. And the idea is that they want to be able to make mission-critical decisions at scale using AI. Enable civilian and defense agencies to unify critical information so they can move faster, reduce information silos, and make informed mission-critical decisions at scale. Now, having civilian and military data under the same company roof is one thing, but having it accessible on the same platform so that AI tools can reach both of them and cross-pollinate, that's not good at all. And we don't really have to guess as to how this would turn out if we did it, okay? Because there's already a country that does this, China, and it's called military-civil fusion. Starting in 2017, China built a system, with the help of Larry Ellison, where hospitals, tech companies, and universities all made their civilian data available to the People's Liberation Army. So all of your military records, your research, your business data, all of that goes to the same military that has their missiles pointed at Taiwan. Because the idea is that you're blurring civilian life and military operations. You don't create a distinguishment between it. The idea is that the government, through the military, has ownership over all of the infrastructure and all of your information. And the United States has spent literally years pointing at that and saying, oop, that's the line that free countries don't cross. We sanctioned Huawei over it. We banned TikTok over it. That was kind of the whole argument. You know how the CCP and TikTok were kind of too intertwined? That was our whole point. We didn't want that happening with us. See, we love our military here in America, okay? But we love our military separate from our civilians. Military stay over there, civilians stay over here. We care about this so much as a country that we put it in our Bill of Rights. It is the Third Amendment. You know how you can't quarter soldiers in a civilian's home? That's where this comes from. Everyone treats it like it's some weird historical footnote, but the principle behind it is dead serious. So when an American company announces a platform that unifies civilian and military data under one government AI system, we should probably talk about that, no? Oracle's already well on its way trying to unify all of this data. Right now we have Medicare and Medicaid data that is moving over to Oracle's platforms as we speak. That is the health records of tens of millions of people around America. Your parents, your grandparents, anybody who is on the federal health care coverage, this is affecting. And at the same time that's happening, Oracle already holds Air Force contracts, intelligence community contracts, and defense agency contracts. And here's the thing, right now there is no law that says those two things have to stay separate. Your healthcare data and Air Force contract data, nothing. No firewall, no rule, nothing in the books that says legally they have to stay separate. The only thing separating your grandmother's healthcare records from defense AI systems like Palantir's is Oracle's own policies. Now, we need a law that requires that separation. We need that written down on paper, but if there's anything that Delta Airlines has taught me about Congress, it's that it's not gonna happen if we ask them nicely. We have to make everybody very, very uncomfortable if we want something like this to happen. And we need something like this to happen because the clock is counting down. We don't have much time. Outside of Delta Airlines, you know who Congress does? Listen to the healthcare industry, hospital systems, the people who spend billions of dollars on healthcare technology. Why would hospital executives care, you ask? I'll give you one reason: HIPAA compliance. Because under HIPAA, hospitals are responsible for what their vendors do with patient data. And so it's not that Oracle holding health data is illegal or them holding military contracts is illegal, but no one right now can prove that those two things are separated. And that is a compliance risk. And compliance risks are very expensive. We need to ask a very important question, and we need to make sure that they hear it, because if something goes wrong with our data and it comes out that they knew the question and didn't investigate, well, then they're liable. So the plan is, I need you to be a troll with me, okay? We need to ask Oracle one very simple question, a yes or no question, and we need to force these hospital executives to see them answer this question or not answer it. The question is, is there a firewall separating Oracle Health patient data from your defense and intelligence infrastructure? Yes or no? And we need to hit Oracle Health hard all over their LinkedIn pages, on every single post, on everything that they ever do. We need to be loud about it. It's hospital executives, legal teams, compliance officers. They love themselves some good thought leaders, okay? They are all on LinkedIn all the time. And think about it, if we all copy and paste that same question everywhere, it's perfect, because Oracle is trapped. If they say no to that question, then every hospital boardroom in the country has a problem. If they say, yeah, we have a firewall, then great, prove it. You have to show the documentation now. You have to show the audit, because the boards and the hospitals and the executives, they're all gonna be watching. And if they say nothing, well, that's gonna make a lot of hospital execs very nervous. In fact, I'm gonna kick us off. I'm gonna get started on this right now, okay? And don't you dare leave me behind, suckers. All right, remember, we're Congress now. And do something.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. War Room Live is on. Second hour has begun. We're going to be joined by Kriston T. Harris in the second half of this hour. We'll also be showing a very funny skit by J.P. Sears coming up. Stay tuned for that. Now, I've got so much to talk about. And, you know, I try to cover things sort of in blocks. You know, it's like, okay, we'll talk about the wars going on, and then we'll talk about the crime in America. Doesn't always work. Sometimes I'm jumping around here or there. And sometimes I don't know how to categorize things other than just general destruction, general degradation, ubiquitous and devastating. So like I've got a video of a guy who claims that he's paid in Ontario to fly around in small planes, dropping off boxes of ticks in the wilderness. We may have confirmation of that. I've got video about people who do research into the toxicity of bottled waters being sued by the water companies. I've got videos about how Georgia is basically being turned into a state of data centers, and data centers will be the only thing that exists in Georgia. And it's like all of these things completely disseparate. I mean, what do data centers have to do with bottled water other than it's just the general deliberate poisoning of America happening at an incredibly rapid rate. And this is just like the war in Iran, totally and completely contrary to everything that Donald Trump said when he was running for office. And even, you know, for the first year that he was in office, they seem to have reversed on absolutely everything and are not only not doing the things that we want and making America healthier and bringing peace in the world, but just deliberately and, you know, very powerfully doing everything that we don't want them to do. And it's just beyond infuriating because it's so clearly calculated to destroy life in this country. And there's no other reason to do any of this stuff. And it's a lot of stuff. I mean, just today, not only do we already have lakes going dry here in Texas, in Nevada, the Hoover Dam isn't even holding back water anymore as they drain our aquifers to the point of non-existence. On top of that, you obviously have the oncoming shortages with what's going on in Iran. On top of that, you've got all the various diseases that they seem desperate to fearmonger about. Ebola today, Hanta virus yesterday, God only knows what's going to be next. All of these things happening all at once while they are giving immunity to the companies doing this, giving greater access to the chemicals that we've been resisting this whole time. Maybe this will be fun to study in 200 years. Maybe it'll be a fun sort of experiment to go in and be like, how did this happen? But here in the moment living in it, it's just infuriating, baffling, and head spinning. Just how rapidly, just how in an inverted way, everything that we elected Trump to fight, he is doubling down and actually spearheading. And it's crazy. And the only thing that explains it is Israel. Why would that be the case? I don't, you know, this might be a little esoteric. Like, see if you can understand where I'm coming from here. Donald Trump, seemingly for the first couple of years that he was a public figure, understood everything that Alex Jones, myself, like the things that we believed, globalism is over, nationalism will be our credo. Like, he seemed to get it. Even Maha, you know, embracing Robert F. Kennedy. And, you know, Donald Trump was probably one of the first celebrities in the world to connect autism with vaccines. The phrase, it's probably like the most commonly used refrain. I mean, Donald Trump has changed the way that we talk. His sort of idioms and the way he phrases things have worked their way into the English language. Almost every day I hear somebody saying many such cases, right? That's one of these Trumpisms, many such cases. That was from his tweet about autism. It was healthy kid goes in to get vaccines, comes out autistic, many such cases. So he knows this. So he's aware of this. And then you have the heel turn. Then you have around 2025, things go off the rails. And the man who was the peace candidate, the peace president, no wars, who made his name and built his original political following on the fact that he alone, out of the Republican candidates, he alone stood against the wars in the Middle East and powerfully argued against them and blamed them on George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and the liars that got us into them the first time around. For him to completely reverse on that and actually do the thing that every other president refused, going into war with Iran on behalf of Israel. Then you look at that and you say, OK, he's completely flipped. He is acting completely at odds with his promises during the campaign trail. What explains this? And the answer is obviously Israel. So we don't have to speculate about that. We don't have to speculate about what brought about the heel turn on intervention in the Middle East or Jeffrey Epstein. There's only one possibility. There's only one answer, and it's Israel and the Jewish diaspora. That's it. You don't have to wonder. So then you look at everywhere else that he has flipped his positions, where he is going completely against what he promised to do on the campaign trail, and you don't see an obvious reason. It's not as straightforward as Israel wants it, so Trump is doing it. But what else would be the answer? So, like, what we know from the information that we have, from what we can observe and is undeniable, is that when Trump reverses on his position, when we know the cause of that, the cause is Israel. Now, we have other instances where, again, he has reversed his position, but we don't have an obvious reason. I think it's perfectly valid to say, could this not also be as a consequence of Israel? And then you look into what these things are and whether it's data centers or whether it's the poison in our food and water. It's in line with the Israel first fifth column that exists in this country. As the video that we showed at the beginning of this hour showed, you know, Larry Ellison himself actually helped to set up the social credit score in China. He now, of course, runs Oracle, is helping to build all of these data centers, was the key mover and shaker when it came to Operation Stargate, which is the, you know, militarization basically of these data centers. In addition to that, Larry Ellison worked to install Tony Blair and get Tony Blair's son to run the digital ID program in England. So you've got like the same, literally the same people, the same figures, the Larry Ellisons, the Tony Blairs, the Sam Altmans, like all these people using their influence in all these different Western countries to all push towards surveillance, censorship, you know, data centers, as well as people like Lee Zeldin in the EPA doing all the hard work to make sure that the big corporations can poison us with Roundup or put atrazine in our water or, you know, fill our natural world with microplastics. Like, is it that big of a stretch to say, gee, Trump is flipped on the Israeli topics because Israel, he's also flipped on the data center and the Maha topics. Could that not also be motivated by the very same people and perhaps with the very same impetus as him flipping on the war in Iran and all of these things? I don't think that's so far-fetched. And I think once you see this holistically, it actually is not that hard to understand why the war in Iran and the data centers being built are in fact part and parcel of the same ultimate globalist movement to consolidate control worldwide, create a one world government that's centered in Israel and that is unquestionable and sovereign over the rest of the world, where the rest of us, you know, live on the scraps. And then you add in the immortality tech to this stuff and it all becomes even more overwhelming and monolithic. monolithic is the word, is the operative word there. So again, I'm going to try to get to all of these and try to draw the lines between them. But just understand that, like, if you view these conflicts from the point of view of Israel, it all makes a lot more sense. It all makes a lot more sense because then, you know, if you view it as an American, you're trying to find out what the American interests are and how American interests clash with Israeli interests and how we're on the side of Israel in the Middle East, even though they do some stuff that we don't like. We're more against their opponents. It gets a little complicated. There's some, you know, inconsistent or, you know, just sort of confusing alliances being drawn. But if, however, you view it from Israel and you understand that to the Israeli perspective and in the Israeli worldview, there's only two sides, Israel and everybody else, then all of this kind of makes more sense. In other words, to the Israelis out there, you heard Benjamin Netanyahu, the Eighth Front War, America's the new Rome, we're going to win this one this time. They view Americans in exactly the same way that they view Palestinians. Now, with Palestinians in Gaza or elsewhere, they can bomb them with impunity. They can send their settlers to harass and murder them. And then they can have the IDF come in and sweep it all up. And, you know, if anybody objects, you can rape them to death. So, you know, they've got that whole place sort of on lock and they can act with impunity and act out sort of their most egregious, sickening ethnocentric fantasies of murder and terror and revenge for perceived, wrongdoing 1,000 years ago. But they can't really do that in America, right? Obviously, they can't have settlers just move into America and expect Americans to have to comply in the way that the disarmed and disaffected and disenfranchised Palestinians do. So they have to approach us with a different tactic. Now, the goal is the same. The ultimate goal is to have America looking like Gaza currently looks. Only to get there, they've got to severely weaken our defenses first. So what do you think they did in Gaza before launching the full attack, right? You arm the extremists, you cut off the food and water, you weaken the population to the maximum degree, and then you launch the attack. So when you see it from that perspective, and you know that people like Larry Ellison and all these people, and again, I'll point out that they see themselves and operate as a nobility. They operate as an aristocracy. David Ellison is the one who runs CBS News. He's the one that purchased it, right? That's Larry Ellison's son, just like Tony Blair's son is the one who runs Digital ID, just like George Soros's son, Alexander, now runs his operation. They treat these like dynasties. These aren't merit-based. These aren't, you know, organizations that act like any other normal corporation where you've got a board that decides, like, no, these are treated as monarchies that are passed down from father to son. And the sons are trained from birth to, you know, achieve this position once they're of age. So you got to understand, they see themselves as an aristocracy. They do not see themselves as American. And they see everybody who's not a, you know, diehard Israeli Zionist as a Palestinian, a terrorist, even if they're just a baby in a crib. So when you look at America through that lens and through those eyes, it's pretty obvious why all of these methods of weakening us are being employed by literally exactly the same people that are doing it overseas to everywhere. That's not Israel. It's, you know, sort of not that complicated, actually, if you really boil it right down. And we'll go to a bunch of videos illustrating this. But I do want to tell you about some sales that we have at thealexjonesstore.com since we're almost halfway through the show and I haven't even mentioned it once. And that's very stupid because we've got big goals, big ambitions here at the Alex Jones Network. We have big things in the work and in the works and, you know, big developments in terms of the studios that we're creating, the people that we're trying to hire, the plans that we have to hit the ground running and, you know, reclaim our position in the American media landscape as not just the best source for news available on the internet and radio and TV, but also as a, you know, core hub of activism around the country, as we're, you know, doing now with the Thomas Massie event. Luckily, we've got a bunch of friends and collaborators who are there as content creators who can feed us information and contact us there. But we want our own reporters on the ground. We want our own cameramen going and capturing the footage on the ground. And to do that, we need your support. We need your help. We've been able to survive. We've been able to manage the bankruptcy without really losing a step. And, you know, I'm very proud of what Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Network have been able to pull off. And that's only because of your support and because of your sharing the links and helping people out. And I still see people on X commenting under my videos. Hey, you guys, somebody commented yesterday, hey, you guys should have another InfoWars site. I miss InfoWars.com where, you know, you guys should have another site. We do. It's AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. That's a new website. But to support us, you got to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. And right now, you can get a buy one, get one mega flash BOGO sale. The T3 buy, if you get T3 trifecta iodine tincture, you get a second one absolutely free. If you buy the methylene blue tincture, you get a second one absolutely free. The T3 trifecta iodine tincture is built to support thyroid health, hormone balance, metabolism, energy, and daily wellness. Methylene blue tincture supports mental clarity, cognitive function, cellular energy, and mitochondrial performance. There's also, you know, massive discounts on just all of our top-selling products, including zeolite tincture, creatine powder, atomic defense, methylene red tincture, MK Ultra, ultimate chill energy. All of those are 35% off. Warcry smelling salts are 40% off right now. And we also have the limited edition new Memorial Day shirt and hat. The shirt says, "We are because they were." And the hat says, "Never forget." It's about honoring the heroes who gave everything so that we can live free and living up to their memory and living up to their sacrifice. Get the new Memorial Day gear at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need and are ever thankful for your support. We know people who listen to us aren't, for the most part, you know, scam artists living off the sweat of others. We understand that you work hard for your money, and we do not take it for granted, and we appreciate everything that you spend at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we put it directly back into this operation, and we hope only to be worthy of the trust you place in us. So let's go now to clip number 11. Well, should we start there? Because I did just talk about some of, because again, this is it's an information war, but it's also a chemical war. And the chemical war facilitates the information war. And there's endless studies on this. In fact, there was a very interesting thing today. I'll have to find the article, but it's about basically the reaction that the human body has to like embracing your child and just the chemicals that explode in your brain to reinforce the connection with your child, and how that chemical in your brain that reinforces love of your child is also the chemical that determines whether you are xenophobic or not. And basically it's like weird, but it's actually like the more connected you are to your kid, the more likely you are to dislike or be suspicious of outsiders. And there's a lot of stuff like this. You know, they wrote the article, you know, a couple years ago. We used to talk about it all the time. It used to be like a standard. We like had it just in the system because we talked about it so much. But the idea that you can shut off parts of the brain that make you more open to accepting migrants and more open to like DEI. And so, I mean, if they could, they would go into your brain and they would shut off the parts of your brain that do a lot of things, because the same parts of your brain that might make you, you know, an ethno-nationalist, might make you xenophobic against outsiders. It also happens to be the same part of the brain and the same function that makes you believe in God, right? There's a very interesting chemical spiritual connection to these things, and we'd be remiss if we didn't notice and then work to combat the attacks against this sort of stuff, which is becoming increasingly difficult to do, especially since the champion that we elected to head up this fight for humanity versus the globalist machine has instead sold us out and working on their behalf. So we have stuff like this. Trump admin authorizes continued use of cancer-causing endocrine disrupting pesticide atrazine. That, of course, is the chemical that makes frogs gay. It's a chemical that has been banned in 60 countries. The U.S. Trump U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has finalized a review of atrazine that concludes the potent cancer-causing endocrine disruptor does not pose an extinction risk to any threatened or endangered animals or plants. The court-ordered final review, which came in response of a legal challenge by the Center for Biological Diversity, was released to the center late Friday afternoon. The controversial finding contrasts sharply with a 2021 Environmental Protection Agency determination, that the pesticide is likely to harm more than 1,000 protected species. The new finding comes despite widespread atrazine contamination of the nation's waterway caused by tens of millions of pounds of the pesticide being used each year in industrial agricultural operations. So again, I ask, what the hell? I mean, I guess the only thing to say now is what the hell? Why is Donald Trump's EPA basically ignoring the threat of atrazine and allowing it to continue operation? 60 other countries have banned this pesticide. Why in America do we insist on pouring millions of tons of it on the food that we eat and into the waterways where our fish and wildlife swim? Is it perhaps not, despite the endocrine disruption qualities of atrazine, but instead literally because of that? Because sure, they could kill pests in other ways, but what do you do if you want to weaken and feminize the entire population? You do it chemically by poisoning their food. Likewise, EPA wants to repeal limits on forever plastics, forever chemicals in drinking water. Oh, just what we need, just what we voted for. You know, when I was standing in line to vote in November of 2024, I was thinking, gosh, if only we can win this election, then finally we can, you know, get rid of the cap of forever chemicals and finally have our water fully poisoned once and for all. I think this is what we all voted for, isn't it? The EPA on Monday proposed repealing limits on four types of forever chemicals in drinking waters while delaying regulations on two others. Drawing swift criticism from both environmental activists and Make America Healthy Again movement that has supported President Donald Trump and doesn't really support him anymore for obvious reasons, because he has so clearly reversed on all of this stuff. So again, back to the beginning of this segment, is it not valid, interpretation of this to say, why has Trump reversed on these policies? Why has he decided to give in to the lobbies that are seemingly desperate above all else to poison the American people? Why, you know, is he battling with Thomas Massie when Thomas Massie single-handedly almost stopped the immunity from data centers from going forward? Why is everything that Trump is engaged in right now seemingly completely focused on the total and like cellular level destruction of the American people? And if you can find a reason other than Israel's plan for global domination, I'd love to hear it. Let's go to clip number 34 now. I won't be able to see this whole thing, but this is a little report about the AI immunity bill that Thomas Massie was able to put a stop to. Let's watch. Oh, we don't have that one quite yet. All right, we'll go to that one next. Actually, when we get back into the next segment, I'm going to be showing a bit of a longer skit from J.P. Sears, again, about Thomas Massie and Israeli influence. But we can go to clip number 11 here. This is Georgia basically turning into one large data center. Let's watch.
So Georgia's just going to be one big data center. You guys, that is not one data center. That number right there is how many are right here. Also, I just found out that data centers don't even have to legally report how much water they use. Just when you think it can't get any worse, Georgia Power is taking people's property and homes through eminent domain to expand their high voltage power lines to support these data centers. Now, the lovely interns at Science for Georgia have made some interactive maps. The black spots are current data centers. The orange ones are ones that are coming. Look at the numbers just in this area. So these are the current operational estimates for water usage in Georgia. Now, why is this an estimate? Oh yeah, that's right, because they don't legally have to report how much water they're using. However, Senator Durbin out of Illinois has proposed this Water and Energy Transparency Act. The data centers would need to report their energy and water use, and this was just introduced in March. But then I was like, aren't they paying for water by the gallon? They are. And in fact, usually at a much lower rate than you and I. They negotiate rates. Google, for example, paid $6.08 per 1,000 gallons, whereas the locals were paying $10.80 per 1,000 gallons. But just because they're paying for it doesn't mean
that's from TikTok user Peggy Bolton. I don't know. But why is it eminent domain if it's all private industry? That's kind of confusing, isn't it? Because it's not private. It's all government. It's all super.
I am InfoWars creator and founder, and that only came along in 1997. I've been on the air since 1994. But I'm not even the InfoWar. The InfoWar just belongs to everybody, a war on for your mind. So the Alex Jones Network is the next phase in the InfoWar. And I can't do this without you. AlexJonesLive.com is the new news site with the news feeds, the articles. That's what you send out to your friends, family, neighbors. Here's a forbidden show. Here's where you find it. But in so much of what I'm doing, I'm not trying to get you to think what I think or believe my talking points. I want you to understand my thinking process so you can look into these problems and then make your own decision about what should be done, because that's basically unstoppable. The point is that we are at the end of an era, the end of an old system, a new system's coming in. And the average person doesn't even know that the decisions about the future architecture of human development are being made right now. And the decisions being made, on average, are by globalists that are anti-human and think we're obsolete. And I get when people are brought up with largesse, even poor people on average are richer than somebody 1,000 years ago with medicine and food and the rest of it. There's a sense of security in that and a sense of I don't have to do anything. And so what if the world's going to end? It'll be after I die. That is spiritual death to have that attitude. We're part of a compendium, a story of humanity, and our story's just begun. And if you don't care about humanity, if you don't care about a future, if you don't love our species and really think we've done some amazing things, you're not a fan of humanity, you're not a fan of yourself, and you're not alive. When I just plug once an hour, we get enough money to operate and hopefully expand. So I'm asking you to make it up for my failure. Those of you listening, make the personal decision to go to thealexshowstore.com and get the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all amazing. But particularly the supplements, these really work. Again, it's a no-brainer. I want to have the most accurate news. It's on tomorrow's news today. So you tune in because this guy tells you the truth. I'm not trying to get globalist money to lie to you. I want to tell you the truth so we all move forward, win, win, win. I feel good about what I'm doing at a spiritual level, and I'm successful. It's really simple. And I never quantified that until about a decade ago, why I do what I do. I just did what I did, and I let her look back at how I did what I did and why I was so successful. But it came from an organic place of truth. So we got a big sale going right now. It just came in. It's ultramethylene red, a proprietary product. It works great with methylene blue, but by itself is amazing. We now have the capsules that are even stronger than the tincture, just concentrated. It's discounted right now. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. That's no crash, no junk, no watered down formula. Just clean daily support people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. Get up to 50% off. And, you know, if you're a prescriber, your subscriber, you can lock in at 50% off. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Do you think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't really work? I always ask people, they never know the answer. Even salesmen, I go, who's the best salesman? Who's the smartest salesman? Who are the most successful salesmen? The best salesman, a smart salesman, goes and finds what is the hottest, best product that's in demand. It sells itself. I promote freedom. I promote liberty. I promote what I think is good. My marketing strategy, if I like something and think it's great and I research it, I put it on you. You are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, the very best doctor. You're insane if you don't get our methylene red. You're crazy if you don't do bovine colostrum. In fact, I realized the first few months I took that, I got busy. It ran out. I didn't get more. I just remember that and found some, was taking it last night. So good for your hair, your nails, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of the milk a cow puts out, any mammal does. It is super nutrient, incredible. You're crazy if you don't take these products. They really work and they fund the operation.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The number one trending topic on Twitter right now is Thomas Massey due to his primary election in Kentucky.
Happening now.
But who do you have as the winner in this hotly contested election? Thomas Massey or Israel? Good evening. As you would expect in a local primary election for a Kentucky congressional seat, $32 million from the Israel lobby and interest is being used to fund Thomas Massey's opponent. They're trying to unseat the congressman with the highest liberty score amongst members of Congress. Because he's bad for America. And specifically, his opponent has had over $15 million spent on his campaign from the Israel lobby, APAC. While Massey is coming in an embarrassingly low second place in that set, with just zero Israeli money. But before you get up in arms about a foreign country deciding an election, just know it's not that. Because what they're doing is spending that money to influence the American voters in Kentucky to vote the way Israel wants them to. Kind of interfering with the normal election process. This just in! Is that election interference? Answer, when any other country besides Israel does it, yes. In this case, it's certainly not. And you're an anti-Semite for even asking the question. Now, with all that Israel money coming into this election, you might be worried about the welfare of Israel. Like, don't they need the money? Will they have enough for themselves? Luckily, they'll be fine, because with the $13 billion a year the U.S. sends to Israel, they're just using the money we give them to influence an important election here in America. So it's just you, the taxpayer, that funds Israel to fund Thomas Massie's Israel First opponent. It's really no skin off Israel's back. Just yours. So anyway, in addition to Massie's opponent, Ed, being supported with all this funding, he's also receiving major funding from Israel citizen Miriam Adelson and additional funding from Israel interest billionaire John Paulson, who appears in Epstein's black book. It's a fun fact. Oh, but don't worry, because you get this. Paulson denies any wrongdoing in his association with Epstein, as have 100% of all people questioned. Hey, no one's voluntarily confessing. Yeah, I guess nobody did anything wrong in this global criminal ring. So here's a question. Who would you like to win this election? The guy that wants Epstein's friends in handcuffs, or the guy that's funded by Epstein's friends? Now, that is kind of a tough one, but one man who says definitely the guy funded by Epstein's friends is President Trump. He recently had this to say about Thomas Massie. The worst Republican in the history of the party. His name is Thomas Massie, and he is disloyal, ungracious, and a sanctimonious fool. Ooh, we'll take that. And before Massie proved disloyal to Trump's kind of weird demand to keep the Epstein files hidden because, and I quote, "it will hurt my friends," who are also Epstein's friends, Trump had these words of praise to say about Thomas Massie. "Thomas fights hard to protect our liberties. Thomas Massie has my complete and total endorsement." Well, that's different. So why did President Trump change his mind about Thomas Massie? I really don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But anyway, as much as it makes sense for Israel to try to determine the results of an election in Kentucky, which is part of America, in case you're wondering, there might be these couple reasons. Here's a picture of 435 members of Congress. The ones in red are funded by the Israel lobby, AIPAC. Now, Israel might like to see a little more red in this picture. So they're getting involved in a grassroots effort in this Kentucky election from 6,000 miles away. And another reason why Israel might have interest in this election, Thomas Massie was one of the few leading the charge to push for the Epstein files to be released, along with MTG, Lauren Boebert, and Nancy Mace, all refusing to back down from Trump's intimidation. And there's some rather strong speculation that in the full, unredacted Epstein files, there might be some unsavory implications of Israel in there. Maybe. And if that were true, which I'm sure it's not, you might see some Israeli interest put major funding to unseat the guy who is still pushing for the full unredacted release of the Epstein files, while funding a guy who will fall in line with the rest of them to keep the files suppressed, you know, so that it's not revealed that Israel is just pretty implicated in the Epstein files. So we don't find that out. By the way, if that was the case, you might also see other billionaires get involved with funding Massie's opponent, who have a special interest also in keeping the real info in the Epstein files hidden for the sake of Israel. Well, such as a guy who's received $230 million from the Israel lobby. Oh, and do you remember the billionaire donor of Massie's opponent I mentioned, who's in Epstein's black book? John Paulson? Yeah, so like you might see him with a vested interest in keeping the real files hidden for the sake of Israel and maybe his own sake, so he does funding for the opponent. So really, is the bizarre takedown attempt of Thomas Massie all in an effort to keep criminal implications of individuals and Israel and the Epstein files hidden? Who knows? But if the actual information in the files was ever allowed to come out, it might really hurt the public's sheep-like obedience with the Zionist agenda being dictated to Americans from Israel. So anyway, probably none of that's the case. So let's hear some good things about Thomas Massie's opponent, Ed Galrain? Is that how you say it? I never heard of this guy. Ed Galrain? Yeah, let's hear some good things about Ed. So while Ed's refused to show up for even one traditional public debate with Massie, did do a few softball interviews. And even while playing softball, Ed did some striking out. In this recent interview, Ed thought it'd be a good idea to announce that he wants to institute a military draft in our country, which honestly, I kind of like, and you should too. Conscription can carry some, how do we say, like negative connotations, but on the bright side, that's him advocating for your children to be forced to fight in wars on behalf of his biggest financial supporter, Israeli interests. I mean, that's a good opportunity for children. Now, that's not so bad, because if you think about it, we're not always fighting wars on behalf of Israel. Recent memory, I'm sure there's the Iraq War, where Israel told us they have WMDs, so we had to fight that war. There was the Afghanistan War, and now there's the war with Iran, which we have to fight because Israel has told us for 30 years that they almost have a nuclear weapon. That, we would never fall for that WMD thing again. No, we're not that dumb. This time they said nukes, not WMDs. They called the same thing something different, so I think they're doing something different. Right. So anyway, the point is, over the last 26 years, there was a four-year period starting in 2021 where we weren't fighting a war on Israel's behalf. We are again now, but 15% of the time we're not. Yes, we are the other 85% of the time, but just imagine your children having the opportunity to be forced to fight wars for Israel. And Ed Galrain, he supports that vision. You won't get that from Thomas Massie. Not one bit. So anyway, that's the latest on the hotly contested election happening today. You get to choose between the guy that wants to put Epstein's friends in handcuffs or the guy that's funded by Epstein's friends. And, oh, it is a really tough choice. Good night.
Yeah,
that's a good show. Now, I sleep really good at night. I... heavily medicated. Yeah, it's a new tie. Yeah, it's great. My handler gave it to me. Well, there's no question. Things are heating up in the world, getting a little stressful.
All right, folks. That is the great J.P. Sears with an extended skit about what's going on in Kentucky and really across the whole country. Very funny stuff. Follow him on YouTube, J.P. Sears. Now, with that, I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Criston T. Harris. You, of course, know him well. He's a regular fill-in host here on the Alex Jones Network. He's in Kentucky now. Welcome to the show, sir.
Harrison Smith, thank you so much for having me join the program today. And it's a very exciting time here in Florence, Kentucky, where we're seeing people from all over the country coming into Kentucky to support Thomas Massie, because this issue has really captivated the hearts of all Americans across the United States. We're seeing people from all over the place come here to support Thomas Massie because they understand the importance of this election and this primary. It's crazy to me that they've spent almost $35 million in trying to dethrone Thomas Massie when they could use that money for swing seats across Congress and flip them to Republicans. Why are they investing all this money right now to get Thomas Massie out? And I'm going to tell you right now, because he's a leader in Congress, there's a lot of people that are unhappy with the current administration that are wearing red shirts. They're just not vocal about it. And so if Thomas Massie wins this, this is going to be a waterfall effect where a lot of people who are unhappy with a lot of the pork bills that are and things in the bills that are being added are going to start to stand up against Donald Trump. I think it's very important that Thomas Massie wins today because of the fact that it will send a message to Washington, D.C. that we cannot be bought, that liberty and freedom reigns. And as you know, his opponent, what is his name? Ed Galrain, because he's a Republican and only a name only there. He really doesn't have any substance. He's just an empty suit. I've been listening to videos. I went to his convention and his meeting yesterday where he had about 50 people who looked like they could be in wheelchairs coming out and supporting him. And not one of them really had a rational argument other than, you know, Ed's going to bring out the coat today. So,
yeah. And, you know, I hadn't even thought about that, that you mentioned that all of this money going towards dividing the Republican Party and, you know, pitting half of us against the other half, all that money could so much more usefully be spent turning districts red. I didn't even think about it. I've been so sort of focused on the absurdity of trying to oust Thomas Massie. I haven't even thought about what else that money could be used for, or what else, you know, if the Republican Party actually cared about America, what they'd be using that for. You're there on the ground in Kentucky. I mean, what is the atmosphere like? What is the vibe like? Obviously, you got some old people, you know, shuffling their way out to vote for Ed Gowrain, but apparently he's, you know, keeping up with Massie in the polls. I mean, are you seeing evidence of that? Everything I'm seeing, it's giant crowds for Massie, nobody for Ed Gowrain, but apparently they're equal in votes. Like, how does this work? What are you seeing that explains this, if anything?
Well, what I'm really seeing is that they're having almost record turnout for a primary, which I think is interesting, with a lot of it leaning towards Thomas Massie. The question that the locals have to answer today is, do they want a candidate that is going to be loyal to Donald Trump, or a candidate that is loyal to the Constitution? And as you can remember, you know, Thomas Massie is MAHA. He's all about ending geoengineering. He's all about getting rid of genetically engineered organisms out of the food. He's all about health. He's all about things like reducing the meat packaging products here from three major companies and allowing smaller companies to do that to lower the price of the meat here in Kentucky. And he's doing things on a local scale that are really impacting the community. So we're seeing a very large turnout. The mainstream media is saying that they're seeing a very large turnout and they're hearing a lot of positive things about Thomas Massie, which is unusual to me that the media would even say such a thing, considering the fact that there's so much information out there. Like, any post you make that's pro Massie, you have about 80 bots that just start into your or dive into your social media, and they're just posting things. I don't even know if they're real people at this point with the AI video. And we have to think. I think a lot of the locals are starting to understand the tactics. If they have to make fake AI videos, right? Is that the candidate you want? The one that has to be deceptive, that has to lie to get elected and throw a whole bunch of BS at you and see what sticks to the wall? No, I think a lot of locals are starting to see through it. So the big concern here is voters over 60, right? Because Thomas Massie struggles with the boomers because they're glued to Fox. They're easily programmed. And it's really sad to see that a lot of people still don't think for themselves. And that's one thing I always talk about when I host your show, is learning to think for yourself. And so I think a lot of people who don't get their news from Fox, they get it from social media, they get it from podcasts like the Rundown Live, which I do, they get it from the Alex Jones Network, they get it from other platforms out there. They're in the know. They're being fed information where they're growing healthy ideas in the garden of their mind. None of this GMO trash news that the Communist News Network, CNN, is spitting out, or MSNBC or Fox is spitting out, where they're even afraid to interview Thomas Massie half the time because they're worried about having their White House press passes rebuked. There's people out there that we know that have White House press passes that aren't covering this because they're worried about that. At the end of the day, what's the point of having a press pass if you can't be honest?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You bring up a great point that people are starting to understand the tactics. It's not enough just to understand, like, you're being told lies, but people actually becoming sophisticated in the way that the media is utilized and the way the lies are spread. I mean, that is so important to understand, because once you understand that, you can be not affected by the propaganda. But, you know, if you're just dealing with it sort of on an, you know, piece by piece basis, you're going to be, you know, completely lost unless you are just doing research around everything you see. You know, you have to understand the tactics being used so you can see the way things are being presented and go, I don't even have to know the details. I can tell I'm being lied to here. I think that's super important. But even, you know, we posted a video earlier today, just like during the show, about Thomas Massie. And I have people commenting on X, Thomas Massie is a Democrat. He's a Democrat. I mean, help me wrap my mind around this one, Chris Don. I mean, you know, I can understand you saying, hey, I don't like him. I think Israel, you know, the war in Iran's a good thing, whatever. You can have your reasons. I'll disagree with them. But to say he's a Democrat, now we're out to lunch. Like, how do we even deal with this?
Well, the issue is that all of a sudden you have a candidate that's libertarian that appeals both to conservatives and liberals. And liberals are supporting them because they understand what's really happening here. And unfortunately, you see the pendulum switch left and right all the time. But when it comes to the issue of child trafficking and the Epstein files, you know, I was a key reporter at the Ghislaine Maxwell trial for 5 weeks, and I brought you guys a lot of information. That's an important issue to so many Americans. And I can't believe how many people that support El Gul Rhino there say that, oh, the Epstein files don't matter. I think a large turnout, what we're seeing here, is really going to benefit Thomas Massie, because it's the younger voters that really support Thomas Massie and people under 60. So I think that's really important. But there's a lot of issues here where I think there's understanding from the left that that's what's happening. This guy went out there. He went to bat for the people. This is a David and Goliath story. And what it really means is that Israel can buy America. Everything, you know, when Donald Trump says he's the most transparent president in American history, what he means is that he's showing everyone how corrupt it is. And maybe he's part of the system. What, a 33% approval rate? That's a great job there, Donald Trump. You're fired.
No, right? Seriously. And look, you know, I was thinking about this, and I'm sure there are a lot of, you know, conservatives out there that support Israel. And you know, you're allowed to support Israel. I got lots of friends that support Israel. But making this about Israel and pointing out Israel's influence in this, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You can still support Israel. You should still support Thomas Massie. What's I think is confusing things is like the extremism that always comes with Israel, where it's like you either support them completely or you want them all to die and there's no middle ground. There is a middle ground, which is, hey, Israel's fine. You know, I got nothing but love for him. But when it comes to America versus Israel, I got to have somebody who's on America's side because I'm American. It's as simple as that. So can you speak to a little bit, just like, even if you support Israel, this is about more than just Israel. It's about sovereignty in America and what benefits Americans first and foremost. Can you elaborate a little, or do you agree with that, or just what's your thought on that
perspective? Well, absolutely. First of all, like, Israel's a very important part of our culture, right? We're a Christian nation. The idea of Christianity stems from Judaism. And I think the real issue here is that anytime, like let's take an example. Mark Levin came out and said that Ron Paul's a cockroach. Imagine if Ron Paul called Mark Levin a cockroach. They would call him anti-Semitic. Right. Like, that's the protection they put themselves under. And when there's any kind of real criticism, like, or any difficult conversations to be had, they have this shield that they use, anti-Semitic, always. And the issue is that people see that, and then they start, it starts to be, have no meaning. Like, they start saying, okay, well, there's a problem here. But the real issue is Americans need to come together. It does. It's not a race. It's not a person. It's an ideology. At the end of the day, when people are pushing for a new world order, it doesn't matter if they're Israeli, if they're Chinese, if they're Russian. At the end of the day, we got to say, this is a sovereign nation. This is our nation. We want other countries out there. We don't see a German AIPAC, or we don't see other nations doing what AIPAC is doing, right? You don't have a French AIPAC, right? They're designated as foreign lobbyists at the end of the day. And here we have a AIPAC that comes in and they lobby on behalf of Israel, and they are tampering with our politics. At the end of the day, we need to ask some questions about that. But I think it's very important that we do support Israel, right? But I don't think we should support them if the cause isn't just. Are you going to support them killing innocent people? Are you going to support them going into Iran just because of a feud and say, and we have to have their back all of a sudden? We have these contracts and these agreements, and that's God's chosen nation, which I agree with. But at the same time, I have to say, wait a second. We got to take care of our people first. We got starving vets. We got problems here at home. We got inflation here. And why do we have inflation? Because Donald Trump didn't listen to Thomas Massie. They shot everything down during COVID. We got all these meat prices. If they listened to Thomas Massie, who warned about all this stuff during COVID, we wouldn't have half the problems here. What Thomas Massie is the gatekeeper preventing Donald Trump from himself, from bad decisions. He's the person that's anti-surveillance. That's why the left and the right love them. He's health. He's pro-healthy food. food. We all want healthy food for our kids. And he doesn't, he's not anti-Semitic. He isn't anti-Israel. He just wants to spend the money here first. Why are we funding wars that we have nothing, no interest in? We don't get anything out of. What do we get out of funding Israel? Israel, oh, they'll come back here and buy some bombs and you'll get a little voucher so they can get this little cool missile that screws are made here. And it'll come back to Lockheed Martin and some of these other companies. But we don't see the benefits as Americans. So why should that's why it's so important we have a vote in Congress. Again, then we have the problem of dealing with false flag attacks because then they want the justification to go to war. So at the end of the day, we're kind of in a situation where we got to come to a solution. I support Israel. I support Jewish people. I think the ideologies of Zionism are what's contaminating a lot of these people. And they get all lumped in, you know, as a group by extremists on the right and to the left. So if you're on the left and you're mad, upset with Israel, well, you have a right to be. It's okay to be upset with Israel. It's okay to criticize Israel, but it's not okay to hate people.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I would disagree. Like, I don't support Israel. I respect that you do. And I imagine we could have an argument about that. But at the end of the day, the fact that you're sitting here going, hey, but America is first and foremost, it's like, fine, I don't really care what you think about Israel. It's not my country. Support them, don't support them. It's not my country. But we do have to align that this is our country and it needs to be prioritized. So again, I think you're a great representative for that. And again, the point is that America has certain values that are not shared by Israel as a state or even the people. And right now, as of today, we have two new things. A bipartisan duo unveils sweeping anti-Semitism bill. So a new IHRA anti-Semitism bill, which does conflate Zionism with Judaism in a, you know, very political and deliberate way. And in addition to that, federal task force to combat anti-Semitism announces 15 city national awareness and action tour. So these things are against the First Amendment. These things are, in my opinion, designating Judaism as like a state religion of sorts. And that is anti-First Amendment. It's un-American. And we cannot allow this thing to be passed, these types of things to be passed or, you know, allowed to continue because we're so scared of being called anti-Semitic. This type of stuff is unacceptable from a principled American Bill of Rights position, right?
Well, I agree with you there. So there's a big difference between having questions and criticizing Israel and anti-Semitism. And just because we don't want to fund Israel and we want to take care of our own people first, that isn't hating Israel. That's America first. That's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be taking care of our own people. How the hell are we going to help Israel if we can't take care of ourselves first? That's like asking a homeless person for money. He isn't going to have any money. He can't even take care of himself first. And we're pretty homeless. Last I checked, we're like trillions of dollars in debt, yep. You know? And I don't think we're going to get it paid off. And, you know, like people want to hate that I say it's okay to support Israel. To be honest, I have no problem with people supporting Israel as long as they understand we need to take care of them. Let's get involved in all these other wars that are beneficial if we need to. But if we can't take care of ourselves first, we can't even have that conversation. And I'm anti-war, by the way. Hey, I want to be completely transparent.
Absolutely. And you do incredible work. We're coming to the end of the segment here, so I'm sorry to interrupt. But, hey, you know what would help getting our stuff in order would be having somebody like Thomas Massie in Congress who wears a freaking debt clock on his pin, you know, a pin on his suit every single day. That's actually the type of energy we need. Even if you support Israel, you should recognize that if America goes down, it's taking Israel with it. So it just makes absolute sense, everything that you're saying. Chris Dante here is incredible stuff as always. Keep us up to date. Any new breaking news, let us know. 20 seconds. How do people find you?
Yeah, Chris Dante Harris on Twitter. You can find me The Rundown Live on Rumble, on YouTube. And don't forget, this is about somebody who trusts the Constitution versus loyalty to Donald Trump. Support the InfoWar, Alex Jones Network, guys. We'll see you soon.
Amen. Thank you so much. Incredible stuff. Powerful segment. We'll be back on the other side with more. We're going to be joined by Michael Cargill. Talk about crime, gun crime in particular in this country. Chris Dante Harris, fantastic stuff.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.